All right, welcome back. We will get back to the news of the day here, and that is Stephon Diggs out for the season with an ACL, as D'Amico Ryans had that to say earlier. He spoke in a presser, but he also spoke in the presser about maybe the even more concerning situation for this team, and that is up front on the offensive line, in particular at left guard. Obviously, there was a big enough issue in which in the first quarter, three drives in, the Texans decided to bench their former 15th overall pick in Kenyon Green. Obviously, there was something there. This was him today when asked by the media today if he is going to continue to start, if he is going to keep his job when it looks like Jarrett Patterson has the concussion, is not going to be able to play on Thursday. Here was D'Amico addressing the Kenyon Green situation today.
Kenyon is done fine. Kenyon, of course, like I said yesterday, he had some bad plays. A lot of guys had some bad plays, you know, and everybody's asking about Kenyon, and nobody feels, you know, worse about this than Kenyon, right? And nobody, he knows he has to play better. He will play better, and let's go to work. Like, that's what it's about. It's not about everybody trying to figure out, is Kenyon out? And like, let's Kenyon is ready. He'll be ready to roll, and we won six games with Kenyon. Like, we got to keep going.
All right. Plenty don't sound like Kenyon is heading to the bench again.
No, it doesn't. It seems like, in fact, he doubled down on it, Chief. He doubled down on it. Kenyon Green is going to be your starting left guard, at least until you get some guys back healthy. It's unless they're just not trying to let the cat out of the bag, which I think that would be a crappy thing to do, head coach, of bench a guy in a game and then make those kind of comments and not play him in a Thursday night game.
I think they would do it. I could see them doing it.
I don't
to throw off the opponent. Yeah,
that would be a bull jive move right now. Who knows, man? It seems like he's going to be the starting guard. It seems like they feel like they've won six games with him. They feel like he's played some good football along the way, although of late, last couple of games, it has been as bad as we've seen. But they either don't have another option, or they're not ready to quite quit Kenyon Green yet, because he's going to play Thursday night, I believe.
No, I hear you, and I do, for the record. I think he will play there, but I'm just saying I could see the gamesmanship out there, and mm-hmm. you know, as coaches will do. But Clint, this thing is, to me, getting so dire here with the offensive line, and I've seen a lot of people, as we've talked about, Diggs texting in. And hey, forget receiver. They need to trade for a guard. Robert Hunt is the name for the Panthers that you hear a lot of. They need to trade for a guard. And listen, I think it's dire, and a change needs to be made. Because like this is eight weeks of this, and clearly, whatever it is, and to me it seems like it's as much mental as it is physical, if not more. Something he's not picking it up. It's to the point where you said we got to make a change. I can't believe I'm saying this, because I made such a fuss about this, and I still believe in this. I just think, Clint, that it is so dire. It would make more sense to me. To me, I would first look at Kendrick Green. I would look to see if Kendrick Green can get himself ready. He's played guard there. He played a game against the Steelers where, before he got injured, he was doing at least a good enough job, Clint, where we just didn't see play after play after play he was making mistakes. But if that's not where you want to go, fellas, it would make more sense to me to move Tytus Howard from right tackle to left guard and put Blake Fisher in at right tackle. It would make more sense to me for them to do that on Thursday night against the Jets than to put Kenyon Green back there. And listen, and this is coming from somebody who I stumped screaming mad. I do never want to see Tytus at guard. Never. But if the option is Kenyon Green and where they're struggling in with pass protection, I think it would make more sense and it would be a better move and they would have a better chance with CJ and their offense to run if Titus moved to left guard, Blake Fisher came in right tackle, than they would if they put him back out there at left guard. It to me is that bad.
Well, you know, Ron, I've never, to be honest with you, that didn't cross my mind one time through all these struggles. You're the first person I personally heard say anything about it. And I'll be honest with you, I was not where you were immediately, but I eventually got there with Titus Howard, like, all right, it's time, games are over, let's get him back to right tackle and leave him alone. I think I agree wholeheartedly with you. I not only think it would make more sense, I think if you're really putting your best lineup out there and you're trying to win a football game, especially going against the Jets with Quinnen Williams in there and giving yourself a chance to at least try to protect your quarterback, I wholeheartedly agree with you. Hell, I think it's the smartest move.
Yeah, to me, if it is between, hey, man, we're gonna run Kenyon back out there. And listen, I don't want to send him over there. That is not what I would like to do. But right now, if you're trying to win big, win games, we saw Clint. He got pulled. He went back in there the first two plays.
Got him again.
The first two plays. Got him.
Yep.
Nailed him. And, like, to me, it wasn't. And if we're honest with, again, someone said, no, Howard sucks at guard. He may suck at guard, but Kenyon Green is something else. And I wonder maybe if Joe Mixon was running the football, if we would think his run blocking was as bad as it was last year at times when it sucked for everybody across the line. To me, the one thing that Titus didn't suck at guard was pass protection, because I think Titus picks that up.
Yeah.
I think Titus picks that up much better than he does. And I am not a fan of that idea. I remember stomping down, up and down at Buffalo Wild Wings last year. Don't do it. Don't ever do it. But it would make, and I know Titus, Titus might be pissed at me. Don't you say that. Shut up.
Well, that's where my mind immediately goes to, Ron. What you're saying makes so much damn sense. I'm mad at myself that I didn't think of that one. Good job, man. I'm tempted to think.
If those are the options. Like that.
Ron, I'm really tempted to think, if we don't see Titus Howard at guard, it's because Titus Howard said, no, I'm good. For once in the last, and it's really his whole NFL career, he looked at the organization and said, he didn't just tweet it. He didn't just put it in his Twitter bio. He literally looked at the organization and said, no, I'm not going to do what's best for the team. I'm going to do what's best for me. I'm a right tackle in this game. Because as you're saying it, I'm thinking,